Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Holiday Automotive, and at 5:46 a.m. on the West Coast, manager Pat Murphy joins us live. Morning, Murph.
Morning.
Hey, sure, appreciate it. Is this your usual routine? Would you normally get up this early on the road when you're out there out west?
Well, not usually, but it's I'm not sleeping great all the time anyways. You know, when you get a certain age, you get up when you get up, and it's not a problem at all.
You wake up and your shoulder hurts for some reason, or your hip just starts barking.
No doubt. You got them both today.
Well, that, and I'm sure your brain races all the time, all the decisions that you have to make as a manager. We're now in the stretch run here in September. Got to start thinking about decisions that loom ahead as well.
There's no doubt. It's a rough time for everybody. They've been through it for 5.5 months, and now, you're coming down to it. Everything matters. You're looking behind you. You're looking ahead. You're planning for this. You're planning for that. You're dealing with injuries. You're dealing with guys that have been through it really just for the first time and not knowing where they are. They're kind of in limbo. So, a lot going on.
Do you ever get tired of each other? And I mean that seriously, like when a season goes this long, and obviously there is tight quarters at times and clubhouses can be long hours in there. Like, are there times when the players just need to be away from each other?
Well, I think inevitably they get used to the routine, but I think that happens from time to time. And then you realize how privileged you are and what a great situation you have. So you just keep saying, hey, look, I've got lots to be grateful for, lots to be thankful for, and just keep moving forward. And you learn something from those confrontations or those disagreements. I think you learn something. Sometimes I wonder about myself. Sometimes I'm like, God, I've been through this before. But, it's all good. It happens for a reason, and it's all about getting better and moving forward.
Murph, I know the last homestand wasn't what you wanted. In terms of what you saw from your guys, sort of alluded to in a couple of your post games, that you got a young team, and for some of these young guys, this is a lot of baseball for them at this point in the season, and maybe the season is starting to wear on them.
Well, there's no doubt. I mean, I think the season wears on everybody, but we're so reliant on those young players that I think that, there's going to be spells like that. You know, it was. Not a typical win-loss record on our homestand, but we're in every game. You know, they compete and they compete and they compete. And, you know, everybody has said how much this team has overachieved, and they have. And everybody knows it. And everybody knows that we're in this position because of those guys and the way they've overachieved and the way they've brought it every night. But it does wear on you. There's no question.
Hey, Murph, we've been celebrating the life of actor James Earl Jones this morning. Of course, Field of Dreams, one of the big movies that he's in. Please tell me that that's quoted often in a clubhouse. People will come, Ray. People will come.
There's no doubt. I love his role in Sandlot, too.
Yes. When,
the kids ask him, you played with Babe Ruth? George? it's wonderful.
Are there other film like what? Obviously, outside of Major League and what?
Well, Major
what
League
and Bull Durham have to be the top quoted films in the clubhouse.
Well, for sure, when Uke is there, he doesn't do it, but a lot of people around him and a lot of guests and visitors see him, and then the movie gets talked about. Great films, all of them you mentioned.
You know, a documentary drops this week, and Uke's involved in it on that 82 Brewers team. Had a chance to talk with Gorman Thomas. Eric and I interviewed him the other day. Brewer's great. And, Murph, I asked him something that I hadn't asked any of these 82 Brewers before, which was, does it still hurt? Because we totally celebrate in Milwaukee what great feelings we had about
won the pennant.
Run. Yeah, we won the pennant and all. But think of these guys who got to the mountaintop but didn't quite take the summit. It's got to hurt to lose Game 7. And Gorman said, yeah, absolutely still hurts.
No, there's no question. I've had a couple of those in my life, one in 18 when we lost to the Dodgers in Game 7. That hurt. And you don't forget those things, but you do realize that there's a lot that goes into it. There's a lot that you can't control. and you do whatever you have to do, and you don't hang your hat on one moment or two moments. You hang your hat on the longevity of your involvement in the game, and realize that God, I'm still under construction. I'm still learning. So I think those are the things that you never truly pat yourself on the back nearly enough, probably. I'm not sure. I just feel like you're always critical of yourself, and you're always trying to forge ahead for the next opportunity. And I think looking back, like a lot of those guys are, they realize like they really had an incredible year, and they need to savor in that, and it's not easy to have.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy up early with us this morning. Thanks, Murph.
You got it, guys.
Brewers and Giants tonight, 8:45, first pitch in San Francisco.